Starship goes commercial, Webb finds a hidden world, and quantum coherence breaks records. SpaceX is targeting Starship Flight 13 for the first operational deployment of Starlink V3 satellites, a milestone that marks a genuine transition in the program's status from demonstration vehicle to commercial launch platform. Starlink V3 satellites are significantly larger and more capable than current hardware, and they require Starship's payload capacity to be launched economically. Using Starship for revenue-generating commercial payloads, rather than test flights alone, represents the threshold SpaceX has been building toward. NASA's James Webb Space Telescope revealed a previously hidden planet in the Beta Pictoris system, one of the most closely studied stellar systems in astronomy, observed for decades because its debris disk was among the first evidence of planet formation ever detected around another star. Finding an additional planet that prior instruments could not detect in such a well-cataloged system underscores the degree to which Webb is likely to continue revising the known inventory of exoplanets. A separate announcement described the faintest exoplanet ever directly imaged from Earth, a companion achievement reflecting advances in optics, detector technology, and image processing. Two independent research laboratories announced they had achieved steady-state qubit entanglement, maintaining entanglement between distant qubits without requiring precisely timed control pulses. The architectural significance is considerable. Current quantum computers demand constant, precisely orchestrated interventions to preserve the quantum states necessary for computation. Removing that requirement for even some operations is a step toward modular quantum systems that can scale in ways current architectures cannot. Separately, a German physics team reported trapping single atoms for 2 hours, a dramatic extension of typical qubit coherence times, which are ordinarily measured in microseconds or milliseconds. Researchers also announced the discovery of amino acids, the molecular building blocks of proteins, in a meteorite that landed in New Jersey. The sample's pristine, uncontaminated condition gives scientists an unusually clean opportunity to analyze organic molecules that may have formed in space. The find adds to a growing body of evidence for the hypothesis that the chemical precursors to life were delivered to early Earth by impacts, though researchers stop well short of claiming the discovery proves that hypothesis. In a different register entirely, paleontologists reported that baby dinosaur fossils, hatchlings found in museum drawers where they apparently sat unidentified for years, had already been biting bone, with implications for understanding dinosaur development and parenting behavior.